Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for that strength in Mama this morning and Pastor Mom, strength in her voice, strength on the inner man by his Holy Ghost. Thank you for that strength today. Amen. And we have, I guess we have guests, but we have family here today with us. We have our very own founder of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, Pastor Helen Price, is with us.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. And her two ministerial daughters are here with us, Arthur Amber and what do we call Joy? Expediter Joy, or it was enough, facilitator.
Hallelujah.
Joy, hallelujah. So we're all here today and just giving God all the praise and the glory today. Hallelujah. Let's go on to our scripture. We're going to do, today we'll do Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5, and we'll read that together. Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. We'll go on over to our Psalm 34 and read through that. And then we're going to magnify the Lord today. Hallelujah. He's alive. Hallelujah. He's resurrected for you and for me. So we're going to tell him about himself this morning and how we feel about it. Amen. Amen. So Psalm 100, let's read it together. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah. That's good for every day. But today it seemed like it was extra special, didn't
amen,
it?
Amen.
You know, our Resurrection Sunday is just, it's good every day, but just seems so much more today, mm-hmm. knowing that he is the resurrection and the life. Amen. Let's go to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, and let's read that together. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Mom, so on point today. Glory to God. God's just moving through it this morning. Hallelujah. Tell us who the Lord is to you, Pastor Mom. We'll start with you this morning. Who is he?
The Lord is my provider.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And Pastor Price?
The Lord is El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one.
Amen, the all-sufficient one. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Arthur Amber?
The Lord is my strength.
The Lord is my strength. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I say, the Lord is my strong creator. Glory to God. We're going to open the lines and let you say who the Lord is to you today. Amen. Sister Debbie, happy Resurrection Sunday. Who is the Lord to you?
Yes. The Lord is my strength.
Amen. The Lord is my strength. And that bears repeating over and over again. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Minister Rachel and family.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. For his name's sake, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table in the presence before me in the presence of my enemies.
Thou anointest my head with oil.
And my
Amen.
Cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen. He's our all in all.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Was that Gabrielle?
Yes. She turns 11 today. Amen. The Lord bless her too.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you for the gift.
Amen. You're welcome, honey. Praise God. I'm trying to think who this is. Is this you, Elder Pam? Hello? Area code 314776. Who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is my healer and my keeper.
Okay. Is this Sister Carrie?
Yes. Good morning,
everyone. Oh, praise God. I know your number. But praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. He's all that. Praise God. Amen. Pastor Mark, praise God. Good to see you this morning.
Happy Resurrection Sunday. Happy Resurrection
Amen.
Sunday. The Lord is my keeper.
Happy Resurrection Sunday. Well, who is the Lord to you, Pastor?
The Lord is my keeper.
Amen. I know that's right. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know if you heard that your other sister is in town and your nieces. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, we
love you, brother.
Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for all that he has done. In the name of Jesus, we give him glory. We give him honor. We give him praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So we're going to say some more names of who the Lord is, because he's all this and much, much more. Hallelujah. So you're going to be repeating after me. Lord, you are our strong creator.
Lord, you are my
strong creator. You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my banner.
You are the Lord my banner.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the everlasting Lord.
You are the God who sees.
You are the God who sees.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord, my shepherd.
You are the Lord, my shepherd.
You are the Lord, our righteousness.
You are the Lord, our righteousness.
You are the Lord, our peace.
You are the Lord, our peace.
You are the Lord, our sword.
You are the Lord, our sword.
You are the jealous God.
You are the jealous God.
You are the Lord, my help.
You are the Lord, my help.
You are the Lord, our Father.
You are the Lord, our Father.
You are the Lord, our Judge.
You are the Lord, our Judge.
You are the Lord, my life.
You are the Lord, my life.
You are the mighty God.
You are the mighty God.
You are the Lord who is with us.
You are the Lord who is with us.
You are the God that forgave.
You are the God that forgave.
You are the Lord, my provider.
And you are the Lord, my provider.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. You are so much, you are all of those and so much more. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We're going to do just one declaration today. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And, you know, Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. Job 22 and 28. So as we continue to declare these things, declare the word of God, it is established, hallelujah, in our lives, and his light shall shine upon our ways. And then Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. And I was outside, and it was just beautiful here in St. Louis yesterday. It was in the 70s. And I looked at that grass. The grass looked like it was a carpet. It was just so thick and lush and just coming up, just beautiful grass. And I looked at it. I said, you're pretty right now, but you're going to fade after a while. You're going to wither after a while. Hallelujah. But the word of our God stands forever. Now, I'll tell you real quick, our orchid, we're waiting on the bloom to come. It's budding all over the place.
Hallelujah.
Our peace lily is way over there. Amen. The peace lily is still hanging out. We got a couple of peace lilies over here and the big plant on the floor. And but they're going to fade.
Yes.
But the word of our God stands forever.
Hallelujah.
So let's repeat these declarations. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Christ has redeemed me.
Christ has redeemed me.
From the curse of the law.
From the curse of the law.
Therefore, I forbid any sickness,
or disease
to come upon my body.
Every disease,
germ,
and every virus
that touches my body
dies instantly.
In the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue of my body
functions
in the perfection
that God created it to function.
And I forbid
any malfunction in my body.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So that's from Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I felt like that declaration needed to come forth, especially with Pastor Price and her family traveling.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. No disease, germ, no virus.
No virus.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus'
name. We bless you for it, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
We honor you and we adore you, Lord God. Hallelujah. As we get ready to go into our time of communion.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We're going to have some praise and worship this morning.
Yeah.
There's so many songs that I wanted to do this morning.
Amen.
But we're gonna stay with the blood for a moment here. Hallelujah. Praise God. So get your communion elements ready. Hallelujah. So that when we come back, we're going to have communion. So if you have, you know, the grape juice and crackers, that'd be great. If you have just water and bread, water and crackers, but come on, get it all together, and we're going to have communion together this morning after we hear about the blood of Jesus.
Somebody say, it's the blood. It's the blood. If you would learn how to plead the blood over your family, if you would learn how to plead the blood over your children, you would see a transformation like never before. Somebody just say, the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood. Oh, come on, this is the stuff we used to do for communion. Yeah. These are the songs that carried us. It washes away. Come on, sing it like it's Sunday morning. Say, oh, the blood.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
Hopefully you have your communion elements with you. And, you know, if you don't have them, go run and get them real quick. Praise God. Get bread, cracker, juice, water, if that's all that you have there. And we will have communion together. Amen. I was out in the hallway yesterday, and a woman came up to me, and she said, I want communion so bad. It's been a long time. And I thank God that we can have communion together. Even though we're all in our different places, we can still come together in his name and have communion. Pastor Mom is going to begin reading from 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 23. And then she's going to turn it over to our minister Joy, our facilitator Joy. Praise God. Amen. Go ahead, Pastor Mom.
Well, I have received of the Lord that which also I deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus is the same night in which he took bread, and when he had given said, break it and said, take it, eat, and to my body, which is open side of 25, Joy.
Amen.
Amen. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this is the cup, the new covenant of my blood. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body of the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastised by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. But anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, lest you come together for judgment. And the rest I will set in order when I come.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Glory to God. Father, we just come even today. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. And we thank you and worship you today, Lord God, for who you are and for what you have done for us. We bless your holy and righteous name. As we come today, we come, Lord God, in obedience to your word. We give thanks to you, Lord God, even now for the cup, for the bread, which represents your body that was broken for us.
Yes,
and then we thank you and give thanks to you and ask your blessing upon the cup, which represents your precious, mighty blood that was shed for us on Calvary's cross. We worship you today, and we give honor and glory that we can do this in remembrance of what you did for us and how that you suffered, you bled, you died, Lord Jesus, for us on Calvary's cross, and you rose again, that we too may rise in the newness of life with you. You're the first fruits. We love you, Lord Jesus. We glorify and magnify your holy and righteous name, and we give you glory. We give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's have our communion elements, and we thank you, Pastor Price.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You can serve the, and we have we have author Amber, who is serving the body and the blood of Christ here. You got to hand it to her?
Yeah.
Okay. Amen. Thank you, Lord. This is the blood of Jesus that was shed for you. This is the body of Christ that was broken for you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that whatever elements we have, that those elements are being blessed right now by your Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That when we partake of the juice, the water, the cracker, the bread, it's just not juice and water and cracker and bread, but hallelujah, it is the body and the blood of Jesus Christ that we can do this in remembrance of you. Amen. So right now, let's partake of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And now for the blood. This is the blood of Jesus that was shed for you. Let's drink all of it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus, it washes white as snow. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God for his blood today.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Without the blood,
hallelujah,
there would be no remission of sin.
Hallelujah.
And so we thank you, Lord God, that our sins are remitted.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Name.
Thank you, Lord. And we thank you for your presence right now, even
yes,
touching
yes.
us. Hallelujah. Those who are in need of healing. Glory to God. We thank you that healing is taking place in the bodies of people right now because of the blood of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We bless
yes.
your name, Lord God.
The name, Lord Jesus.
We bless your name, Lord God. We just perceiving right now, even around the head area,
yes.
in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we thank you, Lord God. We come against any spirit of aneurysm,
mm-hmm.
in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you right now, in
Jesus'
name.
Mm-hmm.
Lord
God,
we lift up those who are being plagued by allergies this time of the year. We come against those allergies right now. In the name of Jesus, no matter how long you've had the allergy, the Lord says, no matter what it has done to you every time this year, two times a year, when you go through bad allergies, the Lord says, I'm healing you now. In the name of Jesus,
name
hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
I have
Jesus.
Heard your prayers. I have seen your tears. Indeed, I will heal you.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
From
yes.
2 Kings 20 and verse 5. And we thank you for that, Lord God. We bless your name. Hallelujah. I just see him right now going into the ears, the
yes,
nose,
Lord.
And the throat area.
Yes, Lord.
In
God.
The name of Jesus,
Lord
causing
God,
healing,
Lord,
health,
Lord,
and wholeness to come
Lord.
Forth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then
Hallelujah.
Even in the side, there's something going on in someone's side right now.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
We thank
Lord
you, Lord God. Pain will leave that side and all that it stands for.
Yes, Father.
In
God.
The mighty and matchless
Lord,
name
Lord,
of Jesus.
Lord.
Blessed be your name, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then even in, back in the nose. Hallelujah.
Yes,
this
yes,
just being unclogged now, just
thank
breathing,
you,
able
you,
to
Father.
Breathe properly in the name of Jesus.
Name
so we
of
we
Jesus.
Thank you for that, Lord God. You are the God that healeth thee.
Father.
You are the Lord, our healer. Praise
yes, Lord
God.
God. Yes, Lord God.
Praise God. Pastor Price, is the Lord saying something?
Oh, yes. Around
okay.
the heart. Somebody, all of a sudden, I begin to feel a presence around the heart. So anybody that's going through around the heart, you know, that's what he's about. When we take communion, healing comes forth. So we thank God for healing ones today around the heart area, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That was the one thing.
Amen. Amen. I was kind of perceiving that you had something. He had given you something. Praise God.
Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for complete healing, health, and wholeness. Hallelujah. I've heard people say that communion is the meal that heals. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the meal that heals, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So now we're going to go to our time of giving. And I just wanted to remind you all that we're having tag team preaching today. Amen. And some of you may say, well, gee, I'm not prepared for that. Yes, you are. Yes,
Amen.
You are.
Amen.
You've been spending time with the Lord. And we just want you to share, you know, the time you've spent with the Lord. Many of you have even been just thinking about this time of resurrection. And you spent some time even thinking about Good Friday and the Lord has done and at this time of resurrection. And so we want you to share that. Yeah, we have the word here, but we know you do too. Amen. And you have up to 5 minutes to share. Praise God. And if you want to share something and it just takes a few moments to do that or 1 minute to do it, you can also share. Praise God. Amen. And so you can press your number one key and just share something about the Lord. If you read something in your devotional even this morning or yesterday that just blessed you, you can read that. Hallelujah. If you have a Jesus calling and it blessed you, you can go ahead and read that today. So we'll be, after we have our time of tithing and offering, then we're going to play a song, do some praise and worship, and then we'll come back and begin to hear the sermon, hear what you have, what you are going to share from the Lord. And we look forward to that. And just let me tell you that there's no big eyes or little U's.
Amen.
You don't need to have a reverend, a doctor, evangelist, or any titles before your name, because we're all called as ministers of reconciliation.
Oh, amen.
Amen. And so we honor you here today, and we believe God sent you. God has a word through you. Amen. Amen. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Praise his holy name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So in our time of finance, if you've been here with us for a while, you know that we pray over our finances. And I'm telling you, this is a good prayer.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have all seen changes in our finances. I'm going to say we've seen increase in our finances. Money has been coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west for the glory of God. Hallelujah. And I say this every Sunday. This is a time of wealth transfer. There's money in the air. I tell you, there's money in the air. And God wants us to be able to grab it, excuse me, and lay hold to it. Amen. $2 trillion was just released out. Amen. So many of us have already gotten stimulus money. Last year this time, if somebody had said, you know, in April of next year, you're going to receive $1,400 or you're going to receive, you know, some money. It's like, well, where that going to come from? But God is providing. So there is money to be had for the glory of God. And I just want you all to know, with tithing, in case you need a little help, 10% of $1,400 is $140.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. That's $140 that if you tithe that money, there will not be holes in your pocket. Come on, somebody. And God will rebuke the devourer for your sake. In that area, in every area of your life. Amen. Okay, so we're going to say our prayer for finances. I'm going to go back for a second because I think about Pastor Mom years ago. She tells a story about how she got $800 and she tithed $80. And when my grandmother saw it, she said, oh, you giving all that money? You're not gonna give no more the rest of the year. you know, well, she, you know, I love her dearly, God rest her soul, but she hadn't been taught about tithes and offerings and how it could bless you like that. And many people are like that. I mean, if they go over a dollar or $2, they feel like they've, woo, you know. But 10% of $1,400 is $140. You may not have ever given $140 before in your life, but this is the time to do it. Amen. Because not only is that going to come back to you, but much, much, much more. The wealth transfer is going on. Okay, so we're going to do our prayer for finances right now. Hallelujah. The Lord laid this on our heart in 2020 to pray over our finances like this. And I'm telling you, the blessings have been super abundant. So repeat this prayer after me. Lord,
Lord,
I commit
my
finances to you.
Be in charge of them
and use them
for your purpose.
May I be a good steward
of all that you give me
and walk in total agreement
as to how
it is to be dispersed. Where I have not been wise,
bring restoration,
and give me guidance.
Help me
to remember
that all I have belongs to you,
and to be grateful for it. I pray
that I will find
the perfect balance
between spending needlessly
and being miserly. May I always
be paid well
for the work I do.
And may my money
not be stolen,
lost, devoured, destroyed,
or wasted. Multiply it
so that what I have
will go a long way.
I pray
that I will not be anxious
about finance.
But will seek your kingdom first.
Knowing that as I do,
I will have all I need.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Let us pray. Oh, now let me tell you that there are three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We have a Cash App, and our Cash App is $ESLCCC, and that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. So $ESLCCC. You can also give at the door. If you're in the Heritage House, we're at 2E. Amen. Hallelujah. And then you can give by mail. And we praise God. We praise God. People are giving in all these ways. Hallelujah. And more in Jesus' name. And so you can make your check payable to ESLCCC. And we're at 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for those who are tithing today, giving that 10% in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God, you said that if we would try you on this, if we would test you on this, that you would open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings to us that would be much more than we could even receive, just the overflow of blessings. And we thank you for that, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. And then you said that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake. That means that there will be holes in our pockets, that the money just won't slip through. And all of a sudden we had money to, today and it's gone tomorrow. But it's not going to happen like that because we thank you, Lord God. You rebuke the devourer for our sake so our money will not be stolen. It won't be lost. It won't be devoured. It won't be destroyed or wasted in the name of Jesus because we tithe. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. We thank you for those who are giving offerings, Lord God. An offering is over and above the tithes. We thank you, Lord God, for the offerings in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosoms. So we thank you for that, Lord God. There's the overflow again of giving.
Yes.
Overflow. You got overflow for us.
Yes.
Let us walk in this overflow. Let us swim in this overflow. Yes. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it, Lord. And we always, Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11, that says that you will make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. So we give you praise, we give you glory for it, and we, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. He just said, somebody got it.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Somebody got it. Somebody who didn't have it before or understanding of what God's doing, they got it. Thank you, Lord God. We give you praise. And we give you glory for it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And as we're about to go on, we're going to have our a song before our sermons today. We want to sing happy birthday to Gabrielle.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Happy birthday, Gabrielle.
Hallelujah.
So let's sing to Gabrielle. We got a whole chorus today.
Hallelujah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Gabrielle. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Hallelujah. And may the good Lord bless you on this birthday, exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask, think, or even imagine. And the Lord says to you, Gabrielle, I see the desires of your heart. I know the desires of your heart. Hallelujah. And I'm going to cause them to come to pass right before your eyes, even this year. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So right now we're going to lift his name on high.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My death paid from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross. My death saved, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Amen. So today on the line we have the Carey, we have Pastor Mark, we have Minister Mary, my sister. Hallelujah. We have Minister Michaeline or Michaeline with us today. We have Sister Debbie here. We have, hallelujah, Sister Monica. And we have Pastor Paul. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't get scared. You don't have to, but you might just want to. Amen. So we're not going to press you to do it, but at least just say something to the Lord today. Praise God. Hallelujah. As I said earlier, some of you weren't on. There's no big eyes or little U's. You know, we're just giving everybody an opportunity to share out of their heart today. Amen, on this Resurrection Sunday, because we're just so grateful of all the things that the Lord has done for us. Amen. Okay, so we're going to start with Pastor Mom. Praise God. And what do you have for us today, Pastor Mom?
I have.
Nice and loud.
Jesus said unto her, I am the Jesus.
The resurrection.
The resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he was dead, yet shall he live.
Yes.
And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die.
Amen. That was what was that? John,
mm-hmm.
John 11 and 25 and 26.
Mm-hmm.
John 11, verse 25 and 26. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Pastor Mom.
You
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, well, now press your number one key if you want to share today. We can bounce back and forth. Okay. All right. So we'll start here. Let me go to Minister Rachel and her family, then we'll come back to you. Okay. Minister Rachel and family, praise God.
Okay. All together. He is risen.
He is risen.
He is risen.
For the Bible tells me so. He'll come back for us someday, and until then, we'll walk in bread.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful chorus. I love those deep voices.
They done left out of here. Let me.
God is good.
Well, right?
They literally left me here. They did their part and left.
I love you all. I was
love
gonna Yeah. On the tag team, I was going to read the scripture, Matthew 28, verse 1 through 7.
Okay.
All right. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified, he is not the here, for he is risen. As he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. Hallelujah. Verse 28, 1 through 7. And God bless you all. Have a resurrection Sunday to everybody.
Amen. Thank you. Happy Resurrection Sunday to you, too. Amen. He is risen, as
Amen.
He said. Glory to
Amen.
God. Thank you and your family. That was wonderful, wonderful. Have a blessed day. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, I see all of you have your number one key press, so I'm going to go from in here in the room, and then I'll bounce back and forth from here and to those of you who press your number one key. So thank you. You on the line too? Amen. So who wants to go first? Okay. We're going to have our facilitator, Joy. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. The message today is in the garden. He said, if I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on roses, and the words I hear falling on my ears, the Son of God discloses, and he walks to me, and he talks to me, and he tells me I'm his own. And the joy we share, as he said we there, none other has ever known.
Yes.
He speaks the sound of his voice. It's so sweet, the birds hush, they're singing, and the melody that he gives in my heart is ringing. And he walks with me,
yes.
And he talks with me.
Hallelujah.
And he tells me I'm yes. his own. And the joy we share as we stand there,
none other has ever known.
This is a hymn in the garden by Austin Miles. Austin Miles says he wrote this song in spring of 1912 after reading chapter 20 of the Gospel of John. As I read it, as he read that day, it seems to be part of the scene. He became a silent witness of the dramatic moment of Mary's life when she knelt before the Lord and cried, Teacher. In John 20, we find Mary Magdalene weeping near Jesus. Empty tomb. There she met a man who asked why she was crying. Thinking it was a gardener, she spoke with the risen Savior, Jesus. Her sorrow turned to joy, and she ran to tell the disciples, I have seen the Lord. We, too, have the assurance that Jesus is risen. He's now in heaven with the Father, but he hasn't left us on our own. Believers in Christ have his Spirit inside us. And through him, we have the assurance and joy of knowing he is with us and we are his own. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I never knew that about that song. Thank you. That's one of my favorite songs. Oh, my gosh. I remember a whole summer I sang that song almost every day walking around the park in Paterson, New Jersey.
Yeah.
And just be crying. Saying I've come to the garden alone. Praise God. Amen. So we're going to go back to who pressed their number one key. I see Sister Monica. And we're going to open up your line. Thank you so much. Welcome, Sister Monica.
Hey, how about you? I'm sorry. I'm muted.
Okay.
Hey, happy Resurrection Sunday. Hey, Uncle, I love you guys so much.
We love you too.
Love you too, Monica.
So I always love my favorite verse is I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I've just been on this little journey lately. And while on this journey, like, I've just been learning a lot and absorbing and taking so much stuff in. And it hasn't always been happy moments, but I always stayed in good spirits. And I'm always grateful and thankful. And so that's why every time, even when, like, I'm not having a good day, I'm like, well, I'm still grateful. And, like, even when I say that, my day turns around. Like, so it's just, I'm just grateful, and I'm just happy. He always got my back. Like, he just been having my back. And I've just been walking on this journey. And a lot of people tell me, like, well, what makes you want to do the things that you do? I said, well, this path was already laid out for me. I'm just walking it, so I'm not in control of anything. I'm just, I've been gaining more patience. So, I don't know. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. And I feel like a really big transition coming, and, like, a energy shift is coming. So I just been patient, and I just been, you know, walking the path.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. Thank you for sharing that. We always like to hear from our college students. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Monica. All right. God
thank
bless
you.
Thank you for sharing. Have a wonderful Resurrection Sunday.
Thank you.
Love you. Amen. Well, let's hear from another college student. Praise God. Author Amber Price. From Memphis. Glory to God.
Happy Resurrection Day, everyone. I have, thank you. I have two scriptures in the poem that I'm going to read. Hebrews 12:2 says, "For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning his shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." 1 Corinthians 1:18 says, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us, we are being saved. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God."
Hallelujah.
Here's a poem that I found online, and I just changed a few of the words. It is called "Forever Grateful, Forever Thankful." We've been given the greatest gift, the most precious and wonderful promise ever made. It's about the resurrection of God. This truth of Jesus, this truth will never fade. His gift is for all eternity, not just for a moment in time. He was innocent of his crime, releasing us from all of our sins and burdens. The veil was torn to free us, a promise delivered as the prophecy told that everyone could see. In a transforming embrace, unique and infinite love, given more than we can imagine for us, to cleanse our sins, a perfect sacrifice, Lamb of God, the walking, talking word. He is a teacher, role model, friend. This God in human form, dying, then raising from the dead, proving all who believe, all who rise, to have eternal life with him.
Hallelujah.
Nothing can separate. No man-made intervention.
Yes.
But we are saved from our mortal sins through him by the power of his great resurrection. Thank you so much.
Glory to God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know what's so cool about that is that Sister Monica came on and said how grateful she was, and you had a poem about being forever grateful and forever thankful. God is, you know, like Sister Monica said, we're just walking on this path, this and I call it the preordained footsteps that God has laid out for us. Hallelujah. We're just walking in that and just having the time of our life.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. The song said, "Living my life like it's golden."
Hallelujah.
Oh, and that's because God knows the way that we take.
Yes, he does.
And when he's tried us, we shall come forth as gold. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Arthur Amber. Okay, we'll go back online. And I believe that this is Minister Nicolene. Amen. Welcome. Do you have your mute on?
Hi. Good morning. Welcome, everybody. Apostle Kibby, I'm here with my mom, and we're celebrating Resurrection Day, and I'm just happy to be here, and I'm letting her know it's Resurrection Day, and I just wanted to do a little short song. Is that okay?
Absolutely. I was hoping you would. Glory to Jesus.
Well, Mommy's not playing her organ with me, but I'm just going to just do it anyway, verbatim. Like, you know, always, she says, always says, what's that word you always say? Be thou prepared. Bam.
Be also ready.
All right, that's what she said. So I just want to do this song because it always, you know, touches my heart ever since my grandmother was here. And so I'm here in Arizona with Mom, and so I just felt like singing this song. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. The blood that Jesus, he shed for me, he takes away all my tears. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. Oh, it will never lose its power, for it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the low. Where's the blood that gives me strength from day to day? Oh, it will never lose its power. God bless you all. Happy Resurrection Day.
Amen. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Bless you. Amen. Amen. Minister Micheline, your voice just so clear and wonderful. We thank God for that. And the song was just beautiful. And it just made me think of a friend of ours who, there was another lady who used to come online, and we just say, you know, she was ready just like you to be able to sing praises unto the Lord. A cappella with just such clarity. Yeah. And, you know, we thank God, you know, for her life, and we thank God for your life. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He always sends us somebody who will sing.
Won't he do it?
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now, anyone else, if you just came on, you can also press your number one key. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Catherine said, great song.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Anyone else, you can press your number one key. And, you know, and we want to hear what you want to share about the Lord today. So far, we've had Pastor Mom. She shared a scripture about the resurrection, John 11:25-26. We had Minister Rachel and her family, and they did a recitation together saying, he is risen. Amen. And then she read the scripture, Matthew 28:1-7, just beautiful. We had our facilitator, Joy Price, who came on, and she was telling us about that hymn, I Come to the Garden Alone, and how it was written in 1920, the spring of 1920, as the author thought about the scripture, John 20, and the resurrection of Christ. And then we heard from Sister Monica, who was saying just she could do all things through Christ who strengthens her. She's so grateful to God that God has her back. We heard from Arthur Amber, who talked about how Jesus, the joy that was set before him, and the power of God. Hallelujah. And then she read a poem to us about forever grateful and forever thankful to God. And then we just had Minister Micheline sing a cappella, The Blood of Jesus. What a wonderful time we're having. So
yes.
Just, you know, you can press your number one key and jump in there. I said I was going back, but we're going to hear from Sister Debbie, and then we'll hear from Pastor Price.
Yes.
Praise God. Sister Debbie, we'll open up your line. Anyone else, you can press your number one key. Welcome, Sister Debbie. You have your mute on, Sister Debbie.
Good morning. I mean, good afternoon.
Good morning.
And happy resurrection to everybody. And one of my scriptures is another favorite scripture of mine that I thought about, too. And I like what Pastor Mom said, I am the truth, the light, and no one comes to me except through the Father. And another one of mine is Ezekiel 37, through the Son, yes. Ezekiel 37, it talks about the valley of dry bones. But sometimes, a lot of times, I felt like I was in a dry place. But God always comes through, because we know about the dry bones. It says, the Lord took hold of me, and I was carried away by the Spirit of the Lord to a valley filled with dry bones. He led me all around among the bones that covered the valley floor. They were scattered everywhere across the ground and were completely dried out. Then he asked me, son of man, can these bones live again? And he said, yes. And that's, you know, I always think about that sometimes when you're not feeling, you know, not good. It's like you're in a dry place. But then again, the Lord restores you. And I always think about it, and I say, you know, one of my favorite sins is God is in the midst. And
yes.
Another one of my favorite songs, Jesus Can Work It Out.
So amen.
That came to my mind with the Lord.
Amen.
My mind to speak about being in dry places. But then again, you're not by yourself. You're not in a dry place because the Lord is always there. So,
amen.
That's it for me. I don't have a topic for it, but
well, thank you for sharing. You know, I thought about you this morning, Sister Debbie. There was I was listening to some preachers at the church I went to in New Jersey, and this young man was preaching about you know, the resurrection, and he mentioned the dry bones. I said, oh, Debbie, you should hear this. But he was saying, you know, if the Lord can make those dry bones live, you know he is the resurrection. Hallelujah. So I did think about
thank
you this morning. So thank you so much for coming on and sharing with us this morning. Have a blessed Resurrection Sunday. Amen.
You too.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right. So we're going to hear from Pastor Price. Praise God.
Glory to
we
God.
We get to look at you while you,
yes,
we
I
get
do.
To look at you while you're preaching today.
Glory
praise
to God.
God.
Glory to God. I thank God for each one of you today. And happy, blessed resurrection, each and every one of you that are online, and to Pastor Mom and Apostle and to my daughters. And it's just such a wonderful blessing to be here on this day.
Yes.
It's just a wonderful blessing. Apostle, when you mentioned about Minister Carolyn Byrd, when after Minister Micheline sang, the Lord had already told me, so when you began to say today, I want you to just give a shout-out that you know, this is our first Resurrection Day. She just recently went to be with the Lord.
Yes.
And she's been on my mind today, so she's singing in the heavenly chorus.
Hallelujah.
Today. Glory to God, singing in the heavenly chorus. And so I thank God for Minister Carolyn Byrd, and I thank God for her. Now, the Lord gave me just a short word today, and two particular passages of Scripture stood out. I thank God so much for Minister Rachel, because Minister Rachel read part of the ones that the Lord's given me for me today in Matthew 28. In Matthew 28, and if we look at Matthew 28, and it begins at verse 5, Minister Rachel read 1 through 7, and through the goodness of God, I'm going to read from 5 through 10, all right? And so from 5 to 10. And it says, and the angel answered and said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you're looking for Jesus who has been crucified. And then it says, he is not here, for he has risen just as he said.
Just as he said.
Just as he said, which means he's faithful to keep it. Hallelujah. Come, see the place where he was lying and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. And they departed, verse 8 says, and they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to report it to his disciples. And verse 9 says, and behold, Jesus met them and greeted them. And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and take word to my brethren to leave for Galilee, and there they shall see me. That passage just really speaks to my heart.
Mm.
And then he gave me another, the second passage, which is a short passage. It's in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. Glory to God. And it begins, and this was just so precious to me this year. It says, for the love of Christ, verse 14 and 15, for the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. And we're buried in Christ. We're in Christ Jesus. Verse 15 says, and he died for all. And they who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf. It's no longer us just doing our thing our way, but because Jesus suffered and bled and died, and he rose again, he said this ought to be every reason that we should what? It says in verse 15, that we should no longer live for ourselves, but for him who died and rose again on our behalf. Amen. So I thank God. That's the two passages that the Lord wanted me to share today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Christ.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Now, is there anyone else you want to press your number one key and share with us? I'm going to call you out, Pastor Paul, today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll just call you out. You don't have to, but you know, Pastor Mom, love to hear you sing. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Paul.
Amen. Okay, I was going to just sit back. Can you hear me?
Hear you well, sir.
Amen. First, giving all to God who is ahead of my life, to all my fellow pastors, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus that are on this line right now, to every one of you, I want to send out love to you all, those that I know and those that I do not know. Well, I know that God knows and loves you as well as I do, as well as I do. I was just going to sit back and just listen and just absorb all that is being spoken and that has flowed through each and every one of you according to God's will, according to God's word. Yet I will let's just take a moment to sing. I don't have anything, nothing prepared. I just wanted to fellowship. But and I will be obedient, for I know that is of God to be obedient once he is called to answer. Amen. So,
amen. Thank you, Pastor.
This is just something that I've just been singing. It's an old song. I've done it time, but it's just been on my heart for the past few days, and I guess this is a good time to actually do it. Many of you will know it. If you know it, sing along.
All right.
Pass me not, Oh, gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not test me by, but Savior, hear my humble cry. Oh, while on others thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right.
Amen. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. We appreciate that. Amen. So good to see you on the line and to hear from you. Please tell your lovely wife, Lady Ty, we said hello. We send love to her as well.
Amen. I definitely will. Thank you again. I appreciate it. Appreciate every last one of you all. And I will just say this. Just take, if every last one of you would take a moment, 9.5 minutes to love on someone, not only just today, but every day, you will find out that it will change, it will shift the atmosphere in your life. I've been doing this for over a month to change that narrative that has been, that the enemy has just been trying to shove down our throats, this time of sorrow and pain. 8 minutes, 46 seconds, 9.5 minutes. Imagine how much we could share, how much love could be shared. If one person for 8 minutes, 46 seconds, or 9.5 minutes of their life just shared it with 10 people, and 10 people shared it with 10. I've done the math. In one whole month, every last man, woman, and child on this planet could be loved in 1 month. If we only took just that little time to just share love with someone. Many of y'all have been receiving that from me, and that's what I've been doing. So I challenge every last, because I know that, and I'm not trying to take up a lot of time. I know that I ministry has been about the basic challenging and the basis of love. I challenge every last person on this line to take 9.5 minutes of your life to just tell someone you love them. 9.5 minutes.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes. And the whole world could be loved within a month, even less than a month.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's just something.
Thank you.
It's something that's a challenge. And so I'm going to go on mute.
Amen.
Love you, Pastor Paul.
Love you. And
love you all, too.
You have a way of doing love challenges whenever you speak. Thank you. God bless
Amen.
What a wonderful time we've had here today. Praise God. Hallelujah. I think I went through most of what people said today and went back to it. We had Pastor Mom. We had Minister Rachel. We had Facilitator Joy, Sister Monica, Arthur Amber. We had Minister Micheline, and who sang the blood of Jesus. Sister Debbie, she talked about Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and he can bring the valley of dry bones back to life. Then Pastor Price came from Matthew 28, verses 5 through 10, and was saying how Jesus was saying, you know, come and meet me in Galilee. Hallelujah, and that he died for all, and we no longer have to live for ourselves. And then Pastor Paul came and sang the song, Pass Me Not, hallelujah, oh gentle Savior, hallelujah. And he gave us a challenge, a love challenge, amen, to spend 9.5 minutes, amen, hallelujah, loving on somebody, letting them know that you love them. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, amen, amen. And I want to share just a little bit today myself. Hallelujah. The Lord gave a word, and it kept standing out to me. And it's about, you know, Jesus when he was resurrected. And after he was resurrected, you know, he walked around and he saw the disciples and he spent some time with them. So much happened after he was resurrected. You know, we know the veil was torn even when he died on the cross. But, you know, Jesus walked around. And, you know, and when he was resurrected, people came out of the grave and everything.
That's right.
And so, but this one just stood out to me this year. And it was about how one of his disciples reacted to his resurrection. And it's from John chapter 20, verses 26 through 29. And Jesus had seen most of the disciples already, but he hadn't seen Thomas yet. And it says, after 8 days, again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the door shut, okay, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Now, before this time, Thomas had talked to the disciples, and they said, we've seen Jesus. And Thomas said to them, and he's known as being Doubting Thomas. Thomas said to them, unless, you know, I stick my finger in his hand and, you know, and thrust my hand through his side, I'm not going to believe. Yes. And so this was the day that, you know, of course, Jesus heard what he had said.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jesus came, and he came. The doors were shut. Amen. And Jesus came through. And he was in the midst of the disciples, and he told them peace because he knew they'd be scared.
Hallelujah.
And then he said to Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hand, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. And Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, you know, we talk about Doubting Thomas, and we got a name for him. You're a Doubting Thomas. But we praise God for Thomas. Amen. Thomas had to have proof. He had to know something. And Jesus gave him that proof. And even that proof that Jesus gave to him still blesses us today.
Hallelujah.
And then even for Jesus to say the words to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you believe. And then he started talking about us.
Mm-hmm. Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
He had a word for us.
Hallelujah.
Right here, right now. Today,
yes.
And that word is blessed are they that have not seen and yet believe.
Hey,
hallelujah. Jesus pronounced some blessings on us because he knew 2,000 years later, hallelujah, there'd be some who were still like Doubting Thomas and needed to see this or needed to see that.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, if you just believe and not even see,
mm-hmm.
hallelujah. Hey, we're from St. Louis. You know, the show me state.
Mm-hmm.
Show me. But Jesus said that you bless even when you haven't seen it.
Oh.
and you believe in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So he pronounced that blessing upon us. And I think about one of my favorite scriptures is in Psalm 27. And it says, I would have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. So with Jesus, we believe to see because he's coming back.
Amen.
Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is the resurrection and the life. And he is coming back. So we just believe to see. We can't faint. And was it last week that I preached on don't stop believing?
Hey, hey, hey.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, I'm going to sing a little bit. Don't stop believing because Jesus is true and living. Don't stop believing God's word. One more time. Don't stop believing because Jesus is true and living. Because Jesus is true and living. Don't stop believing God's word. So he says that even to us in the 21st century, don't stop believing. Hallelujah. The word of God is real. Jesus is true and living. He is resurrected. He has risen. Amen. And then for those of you who have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is your time. Hallelujah. He's pronounced a blessing upon you. He said, blessed are you. You haven't seen, but yet you believe. Oh, you're going to be blessed as you receive Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. Hallelujah. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world. You can say it with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So he loved us so much that he came, he suffered, he bled, he died, and glory to God, he has resurrected. He is risen in the name of Jesus. And he gives us an opportunity, and he tells us exactly how to receive him as Lord and Savior. If you guys know Romans 10:9, say it with me. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. So confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart, hallelujah, is making a choice to believe. And as Jesus said, you blessed.
Hallelujah.
Because you believe and you haven't even seen it.
Hallelujah.
You believe because you heard his word.
Hallelujah.
You read his word. You're living in his word.
Hallelujah.
You're blessed to believe and have not seen. Amen. So pray this prayer along with me. Repeat after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus,
I believe
you died
for me.
Come into my heart.
Come into
my life.
Be my Lord
and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to your word, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. Thank you for blessing me, Lord. Hallelujah. I haven't seen, but I believe. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. We love the Lord today. Hallelujah. We just bless him. Amen. So we want to thank all of you for just being on with us today and sharing this Resurrection Sunday with us. Hallelujah. We're just so blessed by that. Amen. And we're going to get ready to close now.
Praise God. Praise God. I had some more. I had some more Resurrection Sunday songs here, and as we leave today, I'm going to go ahead and play that today. I know Nicole Mullins has just blessed me.
Yes, yes.
Amen, God. And so I'll play a little bit of her as we leave. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Hallelujah. But first we're going to have Pastor Mom has asked Pastor Price to close us out in prayer today. So,
hallelujah.
Pastor Price, close us out today.
Glory to God. Father God, we just thank you for this glorious day that we celebrate and recognize and remember what you did for us on Calvary's cross. Oh, Lord, we love you today. Lord Jesus, we thank you. You're our Savior, our Lord, our God. And we thank you that you came in the very volume of the book to do the will of the Father.
Yes,
and that because you live, we can now face our tomorrows. Because you live, we have eternal, everlasting life. And we love you today. As Pastor Mom says, Father, we thank you for holding us in the hollow of your hand.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God, for leading us, for guiding us, Lord God, and showing us what to do, how to do, and when to do it. We love you, Lord God, and we thank you for this glorious day, this resurrection day. We thank you for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful Resurrection Sunday. And tomorrow we still have our Bible teaching is tomorrow with Dr. Lorraine Navarro, and she's doing a series on the names of Jesus. That'll be 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesday, we'll be doing Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Join us with that. We're praying in tongues, and God is giving interpretations. Hallelujah. On mark your calendars for the second Wednesday of the month, and that will be the fourth where we will have we will have prophetic healing, and that'll be 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And on this Thursday, the 8th of April, we'll be talking some more about pandemic lessons learned, and we're going to be talking about banking, a new way of banking, and that has really been happening during the pandemic. There's a new way of banking that's been going on, and so we want to talk about that. Amen. So God bless you, and always remember, I am the church. You are the church.
Yes,
we are the church together, and because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Okay. Have a blessed rest of the day. Love
because
you all.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. It's worth fighting.
words.